Hello, my nerdy friends. My name is Neff, and it's time for your daily Nerd Devo. So, yesterday was May the 4th, as in, May the 4th be with you, Star Wars Day, which means today is a prequel fan's favorite day, Revenge of the Fifth. I like to celebrate by watching my favorite Star Wars movie, the day's namesake, Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. This was the first Star Wars movie I ever saw in theaters, and I was the prime demographic, a 10-year-old boy with a thirst for intergalactic action and lightsaber battles. Of course, we got Anakin versus Obi-Wan and Yoda versus the Emperor, but if we're talking lightsabers, we gotta talk about the lightsaber collector himself, General Grievous, who makes his live-action debut in Episode 3. He has one of the coolest designs in all of Star Wars, up there with the likes of Darth Maul. A master duelist, toppler of nations, slayer of kings, and murderer of legends. Not to mention an avid hunter of Jedi, Grievous is an absolute unit of a being. He is a monster. He literally gave up his physical flesh and blood body for a droid-like exoskeleton, just so he could be a more fearsome foe. He could even split his two arms into four arms in order to quad-wield four lightsabers. Although he could not use the Force, he aligned with the dark side, training under Darth Tyrannus, aka Count Dooku. Even after delving deeper into his dark path, Grievous was also known to run away. A lot. He's the ultimate opportunist. If he can win easily, he'll attack. If he's down, he's getting out of there ASAP. It's funny how, even after losing his body, the essence of who he was, and after following the darkest path he could, he still found himself a coward, not being able to face the strongest forces of good. Sometimes we can find ourselves going down the wrong path, making the wrong decisions, losing parts of ourselves in pursuit of worldly things until there's nothing left but a shell, an exoskeleton, a husk of who we are. In the Bible, we see a few examples of people who are wicked and end up torn apart, sometimes literally. Jezebel. But we also see followers of God make the wrong choices. We've seen Joseph's brothers sell him into slavery out of jealousy, only to be found desolated by famine and kneeling at his feet. We've seen the Israelites, God's chosen, reminisce about Egypt after escaping slavery from there, and then when presented God's promise, they turn away in fear and end up missing out entirely on the promised land. Proverbs 28:13-14 says, "Whoever tries to hide his sins will not succeed, but the one who confesses his sins and leaves them behind will find mercy. Happy is the one who always fears the Lord, but the person who hardens his heart to God falls into misfortune." Turning your back on God, turning to the metaphorical dark side, leads to destruction. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. Chasing after temporary earthly things and gains leads to obliteration, as General Grievous did find out when he exploded. You lose parts of who God wants you to be, the best version of yourself. You lose that when you turn away from Him. But He never casts you away for that. He loves you. And in our brokenness, with pieces of us scattered all over the floor, He puts us back together. He builds us into who we're meant to be. We need only trust Him, accept Him into our hearts, and follow Him. Because living in sin and not in healing can be so uncivilized. Well, that's all the time I have for today. If you want to hear more Devos just like this one, subscribe today. If you want to hear more godly nerdy goodness, you can go to nerdogodcast.com to find our main show and links to the pods. Or join our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. My name is Neff, and until next time, be blessed and always be a blessing.